AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports on more details in newly disclosed government files on Jeffrey Epstein.
Records show that the FBI started investigating Jeffrey Epstein in July 2006, and agents expected him to be indicted in May 2007. A prosecutor even wrote up a draft indictment after multiple underage girls told police and the FBI they had been paid to give Epstein sexual massages. Also in the files, documents involving Epstein's friendship with the former Prince Andrew, his correspondence with one-time Trump advisor Steve Bannon, New York Giants co-owner Steve Tisch, and Elon Musk reaching out to Epstein at least twice to plan visits to Epstein's Caribbean island, where much of the sexual abuse supposedly occurred. Donna Warder, Washington.
U.S. futures and world shares skidded today as concerns over President Trump's nominee to be the next Federal Reserve chair and a possible bubble in the artificial intelligence boom weighed on markets. Gaza's Rafah border crossing with Egypt reopened today for limited traffic. The move is largely symbolic, as only a few people will be allowed to travel in either direction and no goods will pass through it. An Egyptian official says 50 Palestinians were expected to cross in each direction on the first day of Rafah's operation. Gaza's health officials say about 20,000 Palestinian children and adults needing medical care are hoping to leave the devastated territory via the crossing. In other news, Bad Bunny has made Grammy Awards history, taking home a win for Album of the Year for Debí Tirar Más Fotos. It's the first time a Spanish-language album has taken home the top prize. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports IndyCar is coming to Washington, D.C.
President Trump announced an IndyCar race through Washington, D.C. this summer. It's part of America's 250th birthday celebration. The race is scheduled for August 23rd. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says there won't be gridlock on D.C. streets that day.
But to think 190 miles an hour down Pennsylvania Avenue, this is going to be wild.
The race route will include the National Mall. Roger Penske is owner of IndyCar.
And we're excited to be areas for people to see. Most of the grounds will be free.
President Trump is relishing the prospect of cars roaring past the White House.
It's going to be so exciting, and I love the race. I don't have a lot of time to watch it, but I love the racing.
The president is urging organizers to pick the best race route through Washington streets. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.